Yes, indeed. It's the good stuff, and we've got some good things coming on. Matter of fact, I'm going to kick it off with a quote from Ronald Reagan. Government does not tax to get the money it needs. Government always finds a need for the money that it gets. I thought that it started off with a smile.
I have something about taxes I'm going to do today on the program that was sent in by Tony Bullitt. So we'll get to that, but first I'm going to tell you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, and they invite you here to the Valentine area. Maybe come down for Valentine's Day in February and the Heart City Bull Bash. Check it out at bullbash.net. Maybe a spring turkey hunt or a summer vacation to create some memories. Check it all out. Visit valentine.com.
Are you ready to dive into a world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News? You know, you can unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events with a focus on everything from grains to performance horses. This is the Rancher's Weekly Bible. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com.
So this is something that, again, Tony Bullitt sent in, and it's called Tax Cuts, How They Really Work. Sometimes politicians can exclaim it's just a tax cut for the rich and it's just accepted to be fact. But what does that really mean? Just in case you're not completely clear on this issue, we hope the following will help. Please share this. Tax cuts, a simple lesson in economics. This is how the cookie crumbles. So, listen. Suppose that every day 10 men go out for dinner. The bill for the all 10 comes to $100. If they paid their bill the way we pay our taxes, it would go something like this. The first four men, the poorest, would pay nothing. The fifth would pay a dollar. The sixth would pay $3. The seventh, $7. The eighth man, $12. The ninth man, $18. And the tenth man, the richest, would pay about $59. So that's what they decided to do. The 10 men ate dinner in the restaurant every day and seemed quite happy with the arrangement. Until one day, the owner threw him a curveball. Since you're all such good customers, he said, I'm going to reduce the cost of your daily meal by $20. So now dinner for the 10 would only cost $80. The group still wanted to pay their bill the way they pay the taxes. So the first four men were unaffected. They would still eat for free. But what about the other six? Well, the paying customers. How could they divvy up the $20 windfall so that everyone would see his fair share? The six men realized that $20 divided by six is $3.33. But if they subtracted that from everybody's share, then the fifth man and the sixth man would each end up being paid to eat their meal. So the restaurant owner suggested that it would be fair to reduce each man's bill by roughly the same amount, and he proceeded to work out the amounts that each should pay. And so the fifth man, like the first four, now paid nothing, 100% savings. The sixth now paid $2 instead of $3, which is a 33% savings. The seventh now paid $5 instead of $7, 28% savings. The eighth now paid $9 instead of $12, which is a 25% savings. The ninth now paid $14 instead of $18, which is 22% savings. And the tenth now paid $49 instead of $59, which is only a 16% savings. Each of the six was better off than before, and the first four continued to eat for free. But once outside the restaurant, the men began to compare their savings. Hey, I only got a dollar out of the $20, declared the sixth man. He pointed to the tenth man, but he got 10. Yeah, that's right, exclaimed the fifth man. I only saved a dollar, too. It's unfair that he got 10 times more than me. That's true, shouted the seventh man. Why should he get $10 back after I got only two? The wealthy get all the breaks. Wait a minute, yelled the first four men in unison. We didn't get anything at all. This system exploits the poor. And the nine men surrounded the tenth and beat him up. The next night, the tenth man didn't show up for dinner, so the nine sat down and ate without him. But when it came time to pay the bill, they discovered something important. They didn't have enough money between all of them for even half the bill. And that, boys and girls, journalists and college professors, is how our tax system works. The people who pay the highest taxes get the most benefit from a tax reduction. Tax them too much, attack them for being wealthy, and they just might not show up for dinner anymore.
And that's the world in a nutshell. An appropriate receptacle. I thought that was cute. And if the meek inherit the earth, how long will they stay meek after they get it? Thanks for listening to the good stuff.